The question was asked, we find in the book Yeshayahu that Yeshayahu speaks about a king that would be in the future. Ko'amar Hashem limshichol likoresh. So says Hashem to his anointed one, to Koresh. Do prophets really do that? Talk about someone before they were born? Let's expand the question. If we open to the book of Bereishis, so in the book of Bereishis it says, Ve'ele ha-melachim asher malachu be'eretz Edom, the following are the kings who were kings in Edom, lifnei melech melech b'ivnei Yisrael, before the Jewish people had a king. Okay, and then we're going to list kings, right? The kings of Edom.
Yeah,
and their wives. And their cities.
I'm pretty sure Ramban, if not Ramban, someone else says those are the kings that reigned at Papa Timothy.
Very good. So, we have one opinion that says, Lifnei Loch Melech, before a king reigned in Israel. That's a reference to Moshe, where it says, Vahivi Shurun Melech. There was, Moshe is called the king of Israel, right? Melech Gadol. He had two silver trumpets. He was a big king. Well, why don't we take another answer, which says that these were eight names that were cyclical in the Edomite kingdom. Every eight kings, they would repeat these names. That these names kept recycling, just like Pharaoh, Avimelech, Koresh, Achashverosh, Dariavish.
It's like in Denmark, for the last 500 years, we have had the same names for the king.
King James?
Recycling, no.
King Henry?
All of them.
Hamlet.
King Philip.
That's in England, but in Denmark, I swear.
What's the king's name?
George. Means a peace. Sal Shalom. Well, it means
King Frederick, no? So, Koresh, we see.
Peace reign.
Frederick is peace reign? Okay.
And the other one is Christian.
Oh,
okay.
Which means Christian.
Okay. So, I'm saying the same thing with Koresh. Right. In our class in Jewish history, we discussed that Koresh was a name of kings from ancient times. And not only that, you see it in the prophets, and you see it also in Daniel, and you see it also in the Talmud. So he names Koresh.
But in Daniel, he never mentions any names.
Okay, so I meant in Daniel he talks about Koresh, and Koresh is interchangeable with Darius, which is interchangeable with Achashverosh, because those were three terms for His Excellency, the king, the leader, the monarch, saying that they were interchangeable terms.
Wasn't Dariavish Koresh's father-in-law?
Dariavish was Koresh's father-in-law, but there was a Koresh who was also called Dariavish, who was also called Achashverosh. As the Talmud says in Tractate Rosh Hashanah. Who Dariavish, who Koresh, yeah. And Rashi says it in his commentary over there, and in his commentary on Zechariah. So it would seem that calling Koresh by name was not giving a person a name in advance, but rather using a title.